Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tariq El-Bashir, Caps Insider for Monumental Sports Network. He'll join the show in about 35 minutes. That's coming up at 9 a.m. But right now, we'll get into EB's entertainment page, and it's sponsored, of course, the tentpole segment.
That's right. Those are all sponsored by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy, Mike Walker, over at BMW Fairfax, has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X Series models. I've got the X5. It's incredible. For a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. Get over there. Take them for a test drive. Ask for Mike. Mention me. You'll be straight.
Mr. Bickle, before we get into it, I want to give a shout out to my buddy's son.
All right.
Who, and I think JP would appreciate this the most. He was in the ran the Boston Marathon yesterday.
Oh, wow. All right. Awesome.
Now, my buddy's son is 24. He went to Purdue. Now he lives out in St. Louis. He works for Boeing. The kid's a genius.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
All right. There was 26,483 runners. And that's what he finished.
It's awesome.
Well, 48th place. That's pretty great.
48th out of 26,000 plus.
So what was his time?
2:24:31.
Wow. Did he
run? So the winner, I think, was at 2:07. So essentially 17 minutes past the.
Did he run like cross country or something in college?
Is your friend Kenyan?
No, he's not Kenyan.
Are you sure?
But he runs like a Kenyan.
Are you positive?
No, he doesn't look Kenyan.
Did he run? He must have run cross country or something in college.
Oh, yeah. He didn't run on scholarship. He was a club runner.
He was
at Purdue. He was on the club team.
I mean, what is that average mile? I mean,
I'm about to do the
I don't
math.
Know, but
so that 226 dude is moving.
48 out of 26,483.
That is amazing.
Brandon Dimitri. Unbelievable.
Is that the fastest Brandon? One he's ever done? Or is he?
That was 7 minutes faster than last year. He was in it last year.
Last
year,
wow.
It's about a 5.5-minute mile.
So he's averaging five 28 and a half minutes,
miles or 26.2.
26.
That is.
I mean, just kill me.
6.66.
He finished 42nd out of 15,000 men, and he finished 36 out of almost 5,000 men, 18 to 39.
Props. That's amazing.
I mean,
I don't know how they do it.
I don't even know how he does it. But
no. Dude, I saw a guy running the other day in my neighborhood, and props to him. I mean, I used to run, but now I'm old, and I go for walks. But I saw the guy running, and Cakes, he had no shirt on. He had, like, the runner shorts and everything.
Yeah.
And he clearly was fit.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't moving his arms. He
really?
He had his arms straight. It was
That's
just like
weird.
A dork.
That is a weird bit.
I'd never see anything like it.
Huh.
I couldn't. I didn't know if he was doing like a training.
He was running like a Frankenstein?
He had his arms down.
Ooh.
Why would he do that? You think,
I don't know.
You think he's just a dork?
It's a Seinfeld bit.
That's a Seinfeld bit. I mean, I don't know.
Don't your arms just kind of move naturally as you're running? Like,
yeah,
that's,
he was like holding
Yeah, but you used to run unnaturally. Cakes used to run palms up.
Yeah, but that's when I really put the gas to the floor.
Sprint,
that's
sprint
when I was really putting the pedal to the metal, JP. Like, my normal running stance is
normal,
not palms up.
You have it's a just, normal gait, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's very slow, but it's
there's
normal.
There's a video Tyson put out in the last, I think, 48 hours or so of him sprinting. Did you see that?
I did not. Mm-hmm.
He runs funny, man.
I'm gonna
He's
kill
another
that
one that
Paul.
Runs kind of funny.
When's that fight?
YouTuber that is. I'm fighting.
It's coming up, isn't it?
I don't know. It's going to be the worst fight ever.
Maybe it's in July.
They're going to wear oversized gloves, headgear, and it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
That
Jake
Paul doesn't know what's coming his way.
It's on July 20th.
I could not care less. Could not care less about that.
Jake Paul, Les Paul, Logan Paul. I don't know. I know it's not Les Paul. It's who the guitar is named after.
Right.
It's either Logan or Jake.
Right.
I think it's Jake Paul.
All right. Let me tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment. You know what? I never watch this show, but I think, I mean, am I wrong? The woman over here that works at PGC, she used to be on The Real Housewives of Potomac, right?
Yeah. Yes. Monique Samuels.
Monique Samuels, mm-hmm. Chris Samuels' ex-wife.
Yeah.
Well, I know Robin Dixon only because she was dating Juan Dixon back when he was at Maryland, and she used to sit kind of near me in the stands when I would go to games. And she confirmed she has been fired, Cakes, from Real Housewives of Potomac after 8 seasons.
Wow. 8-season run on that
show? 8 seasons, I've never seen one episode of it.
Never.
What was the culture?
What is it, on Bravo?
They're not filming at Les Delis.
They're not filming at Les Delis. Well,
they're not filming at Norbeck Country Club.
No.
I'll tell you that.
No. And we don't want them to, Cakes.
I can confirm
that. Does it
that.
Say the reason why she was fired?
She says, I'll not be returning. They did not invite me back. I was fired, for lack of better words. I will not sugarcoat the situation and say, oh, I'm walking away. This was a network decision. So,
step into my office.
Just moving on. Those shows will have like 8 to 10 housewives.
Maybe have you ever seen this one?
Yeah, I've watched
it. The Potomac one.
I haven't watched it in several seasons.
Now,
but there used to be a lot of drama, a lot of fighting. That's what all those shows are about.
Like The Real World or something, like where they all live in one house or in. These are all the ladies that all have their own.
Yeah.
Lives or whatever.
Yeah, they're not living in a
typically
communal house.
Get ruined by the
show,
I
think it was
right?
controversial that she wasn't really a Potomac housewife. Like, she lived in Columbia.
Oh, she's an outlier.
Because I think Juan Dixon, and they were living together but not married.
Yes.
They had divorced, but I think that he lost all his money somehow. Like, somebody stole all their money
because
they were kind of restarting their lives.
I can tell you
Are
this,
they back together or are they?
I don't know. Like I said, I haven't seen it.
If you ever see me sitting down and watching an entire episode of any of the Housewives show, know that I have either one of two things has happened. I've either been overtaken by an alien life form or I'm being possessed by a demon.
Right.
It's one of those two things. I'm not doing it of my own free will.
I feel
or
like
you're being paid.
And I don't want to slander him, but I think that this is a theme on that show, that the housewives worried about Juan Dixon creeping.
Okay.
Did he land another job? He got fired from Coppin. I wonder if he landed another.
I don't know.
Not sure.
I don't think he got another head coaching job.
I don't think he's got a job, and I don't think Ron Rivera's got another job.
Yeah, I don't.
How long did that ESPN analyst?
I think Ron's thing was it was a test.
1 week.
A trial balloon.
How do they think it went?
Have
you ever seen
great.
A balloon crash into power lines?
You think that's how it went?
No, I'm just guessing.
He would probably be fine on TV, but he doesn't say anything.
Right.
It was a pilot
episode. He wasn't that good.
He's fine on camera,
he's
but he doesn't say anything.
Generalities.
Yeah, generalities.
Pilot episode, and it was the MH30.
Right.
Juan Dixon's record as the head coach of Coppin State.
Oh, no, it wasn't good.
51-131.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's a 28% winning percentage.
That'll get you fired.
Right.
6 seasons.
Now, a lot of the MEAC records will be skewed because they just play those.
That's true.
They get good paid to play the powerhouses.
That's true. Right. But in the conference.
It's conference records what counts.
Conference record, 37-51.
Yeah, not good.
142%.
Don't you at this point, like, honestly, if you really look at it, maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe like Chip and Joanna from whatever, HGTV, right? All their shows.
Yes.
Maybe they're still. But don't most couples and whatever that go on these reality shows, it all ends up as a disaster.
I think generally,
it's a life wrecker.
Right.
It's a family wrecker.
Now, apparently, Juan Dixon remarried
recently.
The other Robin Dixon in August of 2022. So they got divorced.
Right.
They lived together then in Maryland after the divorce. I think it was Columbia.
Right.
And then
they got remarried
2 years ago.
That is
a weird bit.
I've got a buddy who did that.
Who got married?
He got
married, divorced,
remarried
the same woman.
Couldn't believe it.
Are they still together today?
Still together.
All right. It worked out.
They got married, had like 3 kids.
Yeah.
Hated each other.
Okay.
Divorced.
Right.
How long missed each divorced? Other.
How long divorced and then before they reconciled?
They were divorced a while.
Okay.
I'm going to say 4 or 5 years.
Wow. Okay.
Got remarried.
It's a weird bit, but hey.
I know.
It's like a breakup.
It's like one in a million.
That's a long breakup.
What percentage of divorcees remarry?
Usually if you break up with somebody for 4 or 5 years, you're not getting back together with them 5 years later.
Correct.
It's such an outlier.
Oh, it's big time.
Let's see here. Takes Morgan Wallen.
6%, according to Bob Goo.
Very small percentage.
Back on stage, I guess. He's scheduled to perform Saturday at the University of Mississippi on their campus. His first concert since his chair-throwing incident at a bar in Nashville. Apparently, there have been some copycats. Have you seen this?
I have not.
Some guy was arrested for throwing, like, beer cans off the Jason Aldean's bar.
Mm-hmm.
What bar was Morgan Wallen at? Was he at, like...
It was Eric Church's bar.
Scott,
Eric Church's bar. Yeah, yeah.
God,
what was it called?
Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pat Mahomes was the bartender. Jason, you should hit all these redneck bars when you're in Nashville.
No, you will.
I'm sure I'll hit some.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah, Bickle will tell me which ones to go to.
You just, they're all right there.
And Virginia Tech, they better beat Vandy.
Yes, they better.
You can't lose to Vandy.
Correct.
So embarrassing.
Wallen kicked off his One Night at a Time tour in Indy on April 4th, just 12 days ago. He scheduled Cakes to perform throughout the country with Bailey Zimmerman. I get sized for him. Nate Smith, Lauren Watkins. They'll all take turns opening for him. Jelly Roll, Lainey Wilson, and John Party. A few of the country stars that are set to join him on tour this summer.
Hey, I saw your boy Jelly Roll lost like 70 pounds.
I know, but that's like losing a great off my body. I mean, you know, he's enormous.
Yeah, okay. Hey, good for him. It's a start.
70 pounds seems significant.
I think he's trying to run or walk a 5K.
I think it's hard to lose weight when your name is Jelly Roll. When you have jelly in your name,
Dude,
to lose weight.
There's another band or another artist or somebody that says they're copyright infringement. They're saying they have the name.
Oh, they
Jelly
own
Roll.
The name to Jelly?
Yeah, yes. I
okay.
saw that.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with that. We talked about it last week, but CBS very heavily criticized for cutting short the Billy Joel concert special. They say they're going to re-air it, Cakes. Billy Joel, the 100th, live at Madison Square Garden. It was cut short during his final song, Piano Man, and people were livid.
John Feinstein threw a Molotov cocktail through the CBS offices in New York City. He was so mad. That's a joke for those that don't know. That was a joke.
Jason one time legendarily on this show said that Courtney Love was hot. Just want people to know that.
Yeah. In her prime. Yes, I did.
Hey, didn't you say who's the Osborne?
He liked Kelly Osborne. Osborne.
He did like Kelly Osborne. Yep.
Said there was something charming about
her. She definitely has purple hair last time I saw her on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm officially out on her,
very,
just so you know.
Very purple.
And I'm out on Courtney Love.
All right, that's fair. She's in the news for saying she doesn't think Taylor Swift is important or even interesting as an artist. She also doesn't
like somebody who hasn't had a hit in 30 years.
Hey, Celebrity Skin is kind of selling.
Oh, it is a great song.
Okay, when did it come out? I think 30 years is probably pretty close.
Valdez, she disagrees with you. Did you see the sub headline? She also doesn't like Beyonce's music. And she thinks Lana Del Rey should take 7 years off.
Well, you know what? The entire world doesn't like Courtney Love's music. So she can zip it.
I like it. Malibu's a great song.
Whatever.
Malibu is kind of silly.
When did that one come out?
This song is good, but when did this song come out?
25 years ago? I don't know. Early 2000s, maybe?
I think she's a little bit jelly of Taylor Swift's success.
Didn't you go see her live or something, Jason?
I saw her live, yeah.
Yeah,
and Courtney Love, saw her at the Patriot Center, and Courtney Love was hammered.
Was she?
I think I'd rather jump into a large hole than go see Hole live.
I don't know
myself in dirt.
I don't know who they were opening for. They were opening for somebody.
Yeah.
Maybe.
She just came on stage hammered.
Oh, she was drunk.
Pretty professional.
Didn't Billy Corgan write all of her stuff anyways?
Oh, I don't
Not
know.
Sure.
Maybe.
I think you're
on
to
something.
She'd
be very upset if she heard you
say that. Isn't that what everyone says in the music world?
I think there was something to that.
Billy Corgan wrote
kind of
all...
kind propped her up. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Wrote all of her
I would
sillies.
Be surprised.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, 1998 is when Celebrity Skin
Rock
came out.
Isn't a smash. Smashola.
Cakes, your girl, Taylor Swift, is in the news. Everyone's all excited. They saw Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift making out at Coachella. All these celebs
go there.
Was our
former PD there? She probably was. Probably there.
Yeah, all these old-ass celebs are at Coachella, which, you know, you're supposed to be like 20 to go there.
I think Jace's girl, Gwen Stefani, got together with No Doubt.
No Doubt had a reunion.
They had a banger performance. They got
all the same original members.
I think it was their first time. I think it was their first time performing in quite a while. The headline I saw was that fans were stunned at how smooth Gwen Stefani's face was.
No Doubt.
She's all boked up. They say that I think they kind of stole the show at Coachella.
Let me look at this Coachella lineup.
There's a weird video.
I'd be willing to go to the desert to see it.
Of Justin Bieber walking around, and Jaden Smith comes up behind him, and they're like rubbing on each other. I don't know what's going on with those two.
Jaden Smith is like necking Justin Bieber.
And he's also kind of like grinding on him. It's a weird thing. Term. Justin Bieber just looks awful. Mike Moore, are you a Justin Bieber? Are you a Bieber guy?
No, I never really got into it.
You're
music
out on,
at all.
On the Biebs?
Yeah.
By the way, our guy Blake Prohl kicked off American Idol last year.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Didn't make it to the top
50. We were going
to
get him on the show, too.
Did you see Katy Perry's boobs are so busty that
they broke the metallic
broke her top.
She was wearing like furniture. I don't know what she was wearing. She was wearing this like metallic top. I don't know what it is. It was like a piece of metal.
By the way, the Coachella lineup, I can tell you right now, it stinks on ice. The only band I recognize is Deftones. I mean, Ice Spice is on the bill. No, thank you. A band named Jockstrap. You ever heard of that? You know what? Coachella, terrible. This iteration
this
of it
is live
least.
From it. Horrible.
That's I like that horrible. Song.
That I mean, that's an incredible album. That album,
oh,
incredible.
That great.
Song is, yeah. That is just like there's something like haunting about it. I don't know.
Didn't she say that she was never gonna like perform as No Doubt?
Oh, I didn't.
She might have said it. Yeah, I do remember something like that.
No Doubt.
What was that about 10 years ago when she said it?
Yeah. You know, she needs No Doubt. Justin Timberlake needs NSYNC. They all need Beyonce. Eventually.
But this is why I don't understand is yeah. that. More than ever, nostalgia is so hot. So why would you not dip into the nostalgia's pool if you've had hits in the 90s and everything?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Good question. Probably should do it.
By the way, this headline, you're going to love this one, Valdez. This was made for you. Selma Hayek, 57, puts on a busty display as she shows off her chest and tiny waistline in a blue and white print bikini while on a yacht.
Boobs not as good as Elvira's.
Isn't she like married to like a billionaire?
Yes, she
yeah, I
is.
Think so.
Yeah. I think he is a don't kill me.
All right.
Cosmetics magnet.
Ah.
I think that's correct.
So
but
maybe
I could
she's
be
getting
wrong.
All the plastic surgery.
She could be.
She's getting the good stuff.
All right, don't forget, coming up in just about 20 minutes, we'll talk Caps with Tarik El-Bashir from Monumental Sports Network. They've got a big one, the biggest one of the year tonight in Philadelphia.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.